In the late 1800s, Missouri was one of more than a dozen states that adopted laws to provide free tuition at state universities for all residents. The laws were designed to help provide greater opportunities for rural youth. Most states scrapped their free tuition statutes decades ago, all except for Missouri. And now a state judge has ruled that the University of Missouri, which charged in-state students thousands of dollars each for more than 15 years, was in violation of the law and could be forced to refund hundreds of millions of dollars. Bob Herman is the lawyer for the class action suit against the university. He says the lead plaintiff, Douglas Sharp, isn't looking for money. He's trying to teach the university and the state a civics lesson.
He did it as a result of his interest in political science and as a result of his study, and he wanted this as a test case for the University of Missouri to be held responsible for the law requiring them to provide tuition-free education to Missouri residents.
Now, how many current and former students would be entitled to these tuition refunds?
The university estimates somewhere between 150,000 to 250,000 students.
And how much would that cost the university?
We haven't calculated that yet, but the university admitted in the previous part of the trial that they had collected more than $470 million in these illegal payments.
Well, does a tuition-free education make sense in these times, given the cost of higher education and given the fact that there are only a handful of schools that provide free tuition, and most of them, in fact, all of them, are privately funded?
Well, but you're missing the point of the lawsuit. The point of the lawsuit is not that I've made a decision that the tuition ought to be free or that any of these students have made a decision that tuition ought to be free, but the legislature made that decision. And the question is whether a government agency, whether it be the university or any other government agency, can take it upon themselves to decide that the law doesn't make sense or is foolish and they don't have to follow it. And that's essentially what happened here. Rather than pursuing the upright and out front policy of attempting to use political change to change the law requiring it to provide free tuition, the university decided to circumvent the law in a manner that still, as has been ruled by the court, was illegal.
At the trial, the university president argued that the school did not actually violate the law because the university charges students for each credit hour, and he said that these were tantamount to educational fees rather than tuition. Apparently, the judge didn't buy that.
Well, he didn't buy it, first and foremost, because the dictionary definition of tuition is educational fees. It's not much of a subterfuge. Furthermore, the university internally accounts for that educational fee as tuition. They report it to their auditors as tuition. So the university doesn't make any distinction within its own internal documents. Why should the court make the distinction?
The university says the ruling couldn't come at a worse time because the state has been hit hard by budget cuts. Could this bankrupt the school?
We don't know what the remedy is going to be yet. The case was filed as an equitable matter, which gives the court broad latitude to come up with a fair and a just remedy. We don't know what that's going to be yet. I think it's highly unlikely that any court will order the university to dollar for dollar reimburse the money plus statutory interest at the rate of 9%. I don't think that's going to happen, and I'm not going to be requesting that that happen. However, to allow the university to completely avoid its obligation is to send the wrong message to government agencies that if they can grab the money, they'll be allowed to keep it in the future.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bob Herman is a lawyer with Schwartz, Herman, and Davidson in St. Louis.